At least 30 people are dead and 50 others injured after two trains crashed in southern Pakistan. It's reported one of the trains derailed before the collision in Sindh province. It's still unclear what caused the derailment and the subsequent collision. China's foreign trade volume totaled nearly 14.8 trillion yuan, roughly 2.3 trillion U.S. dollars in the first 5 months of this year. This represents an over 28% increase year-on-year. The Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine is the second Chinese jab to be authorized for emergency use in Bangladesh after the one developed by Sinopharm. The Sinovac shot has already received emergency use authorization in dozens of other countries. The World Health Organization has also issued emergency use listing status for that vaccine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union defeated its rivals in the election in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt on Sunday. The CDU garnered 36% of the votes, while the far-right Alternative for Germany got 22.5%. CDU state governor Rainer Haseloff is satisfied with the result.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm over the moon that I can stand in front of you at this moment with the first prognosis. But I'm also humbled that next to the happiness I have inside, that we still have to wait for the final results, because we had a higher number of postal votes and that has to be registered.
Polls ahead of the election had predicted AfD was neck and neck with CDU, which is currently led by Armin Laschet, the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia. 59-year-old Laschet is seen by local media as a potential successor of Merkel after she announced that she'll not seek a fifth term and step down from the CDU leadership in late 2018. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slammed the newly formed Israeli coalition poised to oust him, accusing it of being a result of fraud. Speaking at the Likud faction meeting at the Knesset, Netanyahu warned against this new coalition and condemned the incitement of violence following heated protests.
The time is late, but not too late. I call you to do the right thing, to do the right thing and vote against the left-wing government. And anyway, I want to promise that we, my friends, and I in the Likud faction will vehemently oppose the establishment of this government of fraud and this dangerous one.
Dignitaries and relatives of fallen soldiers have converged for the opening of a British monument paying tribute to those who died on D-Day and during the Battle of Normandy in France. British Ambassador to France, Lord Edward Llewellyn.
The names of the 22,442 of more than 30 nations who gave their lives under British command from D-Day until the end of August 1944 are etched into its honeyed stone forever. I dearly wish you could be here to see it in person today.
The D-Day invasion began on June 6, 1944. The inauguration of the memorial in France is one of several ceremonies scheduled to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the landing of Allied soldiers on the Nazi-occupied Normandy shore. 20-time Grand Slam winner Roger Federer has withdrawn from the French Open. Federer overcame Dominic Koepfer in the early hours of Sunday morning after a grueling third-round match, which lasted for over 3.5 hours. Federer underwent two knee surgeries last year and hardly played at all in the last 17 months.